You know, a couple things under the consent agenda, and I believe we might have even talked about this a year ago, is the property tax assessment freeze for historic structures. And the Landmark Commission report, I take it those were both, I guess the freeze was approved and the report was accepted?
That's correct. And with the property tax assessment freeze, that's exactly what it is. It freezes a property that an owner is rehabbing for a period of 8 years. And then at the end of 8 years, over a course of 4 years, then it's brought up to market value in terms of the assessment. So it's a phasing in to bring it up to the full value that includes all the improvements that have been made to the property. And, of course, that's put in place as an incentive for people to take on these kind of projects.
Are people taking advantage of that?
Unfortunately, last year we had no one that took advantage of this this program. And it's also, you know, important to note that a city can opt out of this program within the first 30 days of each year. So we do it just because we may have a project or two that may come about, and we would like, you know, the accessibility to this type of program.
Yeah, is that something the city maybe needs to promote a little bit more, or is it just a matter of waiting for developers to come along and start working on historic structures?
Well, I think it's both. What my intentions are, we work very closely with the Downtown Council, which is an association of business merchants that own property in the downtown district. And they have a couple projects that they have been discussing, and I think this property tax assessment freeze could be something that they could utilize. So it's a matter of promoting the program more assertively to capture the attention of potential developers.
Okay. Moving along on the agenda here, the public hearing on the land exchange with the library, is that going to move forward, or did it move forward last night, the land exchange?
Well, here's what that was about. That was actually for the council to approve holding a hearing, so that the community can hear about this land exchange, and then it's going to come back to council for the final agreement to actually exchange that land.
Gotcha. When is the hearing then?
The hearing, I don't believe we've set a date yet. The hearing, we have to give 15 to 30 days notice prior to the hearing taking place. So I think we're going to set the date here very shortly.
All right, and I guess the library wants some land right near the Main Street overpass, right?
Exactly. It's the former site of a hotel that, for the most part, had been closed for a number of years. So it was a great improvement just to be able to go in, acquire the land, and demolish, you know, that structure that was there. It was an eyesore, and it also attracted transients, and it just wasn't. It wasn't good for that to be in the center and at the heart of the community. So, we're looking forward to the development that the public library may bring about.
And then, what land would the city get in exchange?
The land that the city would get in exchange would be a small parcel that is located on the north side of the former O.T. Johnson building. And as you know, here a handful of years ago, that structure burnt down. And it was a huge, huge department store, as well as a structure directly behind it. And in that sense, it's about a half a city block that is available for development. And so that one small piece had been purchased by the library. And so we look at it as a good exchange. We have great promise that we're going to be able to develop that entire O.T. Johnson, former O.T. Johnson site. And the library gets a good anchor property that will help it towards the overall acquisition of that entire block that they're planning on redeveloping.
What is the city's goal for the former O.T. Johnson site? Are you talking private development, or are you looking to do something public?
We're looking at private development, something that would be in step with the downtown business district. We have discussed various scenarios, one being a professional office, two-story, that would be comparable in terms of the frontage of it, the facade of it, with some of the other buildings, you know, right in that particular sector of town. And so we're hoping that we can attract that type of development. We've had several interested parties, but they're not at a stage where, you know, they're hiring architects to do, you know, designs.